Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we deal with someone with dementia? How do we take care of mom? What's the right kind of care? How do we know when somebody can't stay home anymore? How do we know all that stuff? How do we make wise decisions about ourselves? How do we do that? That's what this show has been dedicated to for 20 years here on KFBK. Winding down, just a few more shows to go. This show is going to play after the 4th of July, but I hope you all had a great 4th of July. I did. So I hope you all enjoyed yourselves and stayed safe. And I don't know how many shopping days until Christmas, but not as many as there were before. So I'm glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, California's leading voice on the issues of aging, and have been for a long time. I guess let's just start with the normal stuff. I had something in my head, and I wrote it down here so I wouldn't forget it. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about. And we're going to talk about some of that today, believe it or not. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, and that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And let's see what else. I'm not security licensed. And don't forget everything we talk about here. I have an LDA license. And remember, everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. For more information, go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can check me out there. In addition to all of this, my podcasts, my subscriptions, my videos, all the things that I do to try to bring information to people in California about how to take care of someone they love who's getting older, who's beginning to fail. So let me give you my contact information. By the way, we had a great workshop this last Monday. My next workshop's coming up on the 13th. You're not going to want to miss these. The yesterday was sold out. It was 6 o'clock at night, and there was not an empty seat. And everybody had a great time. Everybody that was there, if I could get them on the show, would tell you, people hung around for a half an hour after we were done. People were talking in the parking lot after we were done. So if you haven't been to one of my workshops, it's not like anything you're going to go to. Certainly not the one I'm going to talk about in a minute that I got invited to in the mail. If you got this, I hope none of you go. But anyhow, I will talk about that in a minute. But we had a great workshop. We talked about real issues and real people, and we talked in a real way. I hope all that this all will be helpful, but that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about the issues of aging. So go to my website, assetsandaging.com, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com, or you can call me. You can always call me at 800-999-8007. Even though I'm in Sacramento, I still use the same 800 number, 800-999-8007. And I haven't changed it in over 30 years. So I've been doing this a long time. Okay, where do I want to start? Well, first, let me say this. Two things up front. My next workshop is the 13th. If you've never been to one of my workshops, you should plan on being here on the 13th. Of July. It's a Saturday. It will start at 10 a.m. That's like in the morning. It'll last about an hour and 15 minutes. It's free. If you want to come to my next workshop, it's simple. You can go to my website and you can sign up there, or you can call me at 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007, or as I said, go to my website, just call me. you can get a hold of me and you can sign up for the next workshop. Don't forget, it's limited in size to 12 people. I only have 12 seats. I filled them all up last night. You won't want to miss it. The 13th of July, 10 o'clock in the morning, my office right here in Sacramento. When you call in or when you email me, I'll get you some tickets. The tickets will have the directions, all that kind of stuff on them. So you don't want to miss my next workshop. They're really terrific. If you really want to understand the issues of aging, then you will want to come to my workshop. They're not like the normal thing. I'm going to talk about one I got in the mail today, the other day. These are really engaging and you participate. In fact, there's five questions I ask you up front to answer. We do it privately and nobody talks about what your answers are. But I make you work. I actually make the people who come to my workshop work. Hence the term workshop. Because I'm going to make you work. So you don't want to miss the workshop on the 13th. It'll start at 10 o'clock. I'll be doing one every 2 or 3 weeks for the rest of the year. And if you've never been to one, you want to be one to one, you're going to learn more than you ever thought. And the second thing is, don't forget, and I haven't said this for a long time, but don't forget, I will come and speak to your group or organization anytime for free. So if you have a group or organization that's looking for speakers, I will come and be your speaker. All you have to do is call me, get a hold of me, and I will come and speak to your group or organization for free on the issues of aging. Okay, we've given out the information. Oh, and by the way, when you go to my website, make sure you look at the members-only sites. If you're not a member of Assets and Aging, you should become a member of Assets and Aging because there's tons of stuff. I just did another video this week. I try to do a video every week, and they're only available. They're on all kinds of different subjects dealing with the issues of aging. They're 6 to 10 minutes long. Always on just one issue. And the only way you can get that is by signing up for my members-only site. So you can go to assetsandaging.com and you can sign up under the members-only section and become a member, and you get access to the archived radio shows, archived podcasts, all that good stuff, including the videos, updates and blogs and all that kind of stuff. It's all available there. And don't forget, every Wednesday, my live podcast on my website, right there on assetsandaging.com, every Wednesday at noon. So don't forget, I'll come and speak to your organization anytime for free. And if you haven't signed up for my next workshop on the 13th, do so. You can simply go to assetsandaging.com or you can call me at 800-999-8007. Okay. I got this thing in the mail the other day, addressed to me. A big color, heavy-duty thing highlighted, inviting me to a workshop. I'm not going to tell you where, and I'm not going to tell you who sent this, except I will tell you it's not local. Even though it's being given locally, it's being given by an organization that's in Southern California. And I contacted a couple elder law attorney friends of mine because this starts out with, I'm talking about how changes in the law may have made your trust documents obsolete or outdated. And I called them up and I said, have there been any recent changes in the law? I'm not an attorney, so I don't know, but have there been any recent changes in the law that would make everybody's trust outdated? And they said, no. This says laws have changed substantially. I said, have any laws changed substantially? No. They both said. And I actually sent him a copy of this invitation. And on and on and on. And it says, does your trust contain the three magic words? The solicitation doesn't say what the three magic words are. So I asked my two elder law attorney friends, I said, do you know of any three magic words? And they said, no. My point in all of this, folks, is there's all this fancy schmancy stuff. And you're going to go to these workshops. held at hotels or held at senior centers or held at clubs or held whatever. A lot of them out in the Roseville area. And Roseville gets hammered with this stuff. But be really careful. This is not somebody local. This is an outfit, a huge outfit out of Southern California. And I've been to all of these. I get thrown out of all of them because I ask questions that they either don't want to answer or can't answer. I really have. I've stopped going because I just get, they ask me to leave. So when you get the this one in addition gives you a free electronic device if you go. Wow. A free electronic device if you go. Be careful where you go. Are they local? This is not local. Who are they? Are they knowledgeable? How long have they been doing this? How long have they been on the radio? How many of these have they done? How much Medi-Cal have they done? How many people have they helped? And most of the ones that are done in hotels are they want you to write a check for the rest of your life. This one has a meal too, by the way. They always have a meal. Anyhow, I got to be really careful what I say. I'm just telling you, when you get these invitations to the free food workshops, go enjoy the food and then leave. I don't do free food. I take it back. Once in a while, I've had donuts for early morning workshops when I'm in the mood. But other than that, go have the food and then leave. Because you're not going to learn anything that you won't learn better and in a more complete way listening to this show. All right, here's a couple things I want to talk about. Make sure you look at my Facebook page, my new Facebook page, Assets and Aging. Lots of stuff there, lots of links to articles. We're constantly expanding my presence. So any of you who are Facebook savvy should go there. And you can like our Facebook page. There's lots of links to articles and my comments and that kind of stuff. And look for my ads on my little blurbs on Facebook about elder issues if you're a Facebook fan and you're local, because I only do it locally. Okay, let's talk about a couple things I want to talk about. And what I want to talk about today is special needs. Special needs. Remember, not an attorney, it's my opinion only. Special needs. You have three kids, you love your three kids, but one of them is a special needs kid. You have three kids, but one of your kids has a drug problem. You have three kids, but one of your kids has an alcohol problem. You have three kids, but one of them has a whatever problem. You have three kids, but one of them is disabled. For some reason, you love all your kids, but that child who has special needs, how are you going to treat them? If you leave them a large lump sum of money and they're an alcoholic or they have drug problems, Then guess what? People who have alcohol problems and drug problems have lots of friends. And it's not going to take their friends long to figure out that you left them a lot of money. Also, if you named Johnny on your power of attorney to take care of you, what happens when you get sick and Johnny has one too many? Is Johnny going to be, you love Johnny, but is Johnny going to be able to take care of you or Millie or whoever it is? If you have a special needs child, it could be a disability, it could be lifestyle issues, it could be whatever, but you love them and you don't want them to be homeless, or they may be on government benefits and you don't want to jeopardize that, then you have to treat that in a different way. I can help with that. I can give you some ideas. Remember, my office appointments are free. If you're a listener and you haven't been to one of my workshops yet, they're free. So you can come in and see me, and we can talk about this stuff. But dealing with the needs of a special child are really important. I want to talk about another. I'm going to catch up on a lot of different subjects today. The next thing I want to talk about is blended families. Blended families are an issue, folks. You know, it's the second marriage, let's say. We'll keep it simple, not the third marriage for him and the second one for her or whatever. It's a second marriage. And he's got some kids and she's got some kids, and maybe they have kids of both of them, but it's not unusual that he has kids, she has kids, he has property, she has property. How are you going to handle that? Have you talked openly about that? Are you sure you're not going to create a family fight? When I talk to attorneys who do this a lot, one of the places they have the biggest family fights is with blended families. You know, or maybe dad's wife died, dad had three kids, he marries someone that never had any kids, he dies first, the spouse who never is still alive, and the kids, you know, those things create special issues. And you really should talk about them openly. And you need to have a plan for addressing them. Every family's different. So I can't sit here and tell you what to do. First of all, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't presume to do that. I wouldn't presume to give people advice other than they need to get something done over the radio. Because I don't know who I'm talking to. I tell you that blue is the best color and you hate blue. I don't know. But if that defines your family, then you need to look at it in a new, different, and better way. If you have a troublesome child that you want to leave out, make sure you leave them out. And if that child that you wanted to leave out had children, how do you want to treat them? Every family is different. Some of you, let's talk about this one for a minute. Some of you have no kids. You've never had any kids. I had somebody I talked to the other day who both of them are older and both of their children have predeceased them. They had children, now they have no children because both of their children predeceased them. They're older, they're more frail, and they don't know what to do. It's a really special issue if you have no children, because most people are going to name their children as their beneficiaries. They're going to name their children to have to be the successor trustees of their trust or have their power of attorney or whatever. It's a normal, natural process. If you have no children, whether you're married or not, but you have no children, you have a special set of issues. And you really need to think through those issues and what are you going to do about it? I have people all the time talk to me and say, Bob, I don't have any, especially people who are single, not married, and they'll say, I don't know what to do. Well, I'm going to name my brother. That's great. You can name your brother. Just be aware of one thing. You're 82 years old and your brother's 84. So when you're 85, your brother's going to be 87. When you're 90, your brother's going to be 92. Those two lines go up together. That doesn't mean you shouldn't name your brother or your sister, but you need to be aware of the fact that that person may be developing their own health problems. So people without children, somebody asked me the other day at the workshop, am I going to do any workshops on just people without children? And the answer is yes, I do them from time to time, so listen for it. But if you're in that circumstance now, just call me and come in and see me. Just call me and come in and see me. And I want to talk about one other thing today before we run out of time. There's always more that I want to talk about than I have time. And that is, how do we pick the appropriate level of care? We know we're getting close to care for mom, but what's the right level of care? What is it? What's the right level of care? You have to decide what the right level of care is. You have to decide how you're going to do this. So how are you going to do it? Where are you going to get help? Is there anybody you know who might be on the radio that you're listening to that can sit down with you and pick the right level of care? How do we know when we need care? You know, mom's just a little frail. She gets a little forgetful, but most of the time she can take care of herself. So what do we do when it gets worse? How are we going to handle it? You know, mom is really obstinate. She doesn't like talking about, this stuff. It makes her nervous. We as the kids don't like talking about this stuff. Well, you have to talk about this stuff. Who's going to do it? If you have kids, who's going to do it? If you don't have kids, that question contains more weight. If you don't have kids, then who's going to take care of you? The two questions I focus on the most at the workshop is who's going to take care of you and how are you going to pay for it? If you can't answer those two questions in 10 seconds, you have a problem. Who's going to take care of you? How are you going to pay for it? What do you mean? Okay, the title of this show is $9,334. That's the title of this show, $9,334. Why? Because that's the average cost in a nursing home for a person in a two-bedroom, $9,334. So let's just round that off to $100,000 or so. I have somebody in a nursing home right now paying $16,000 a month. So if you're paying $100,000, $120,000 a year for care and you have a house worth $300,000 and $100,000 in the bank, how long is it going to last? It's a simple question. Who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? And if I know how I'm going to pay for it, how long can I pay for it? Those are the two basic questions of everything I do. $9,334. Remember that number. That's the average cost of a nursing home in the state of California. That's serious money. $9,334. How are you going to pay the bill? $12,000 a month for home care. That's $144,000 a year. How are you going to pay for that? Who's going to take care of you, and how are you going to pay for it? If you don't have the answer to those questions, why are you not in my office, and why are you not at my next upcoming workshop on the 13th? Why? Give me one rational, good reason why. 800-999-8007. assetsandaging.com. So the topics today were special needs, children, how do we deal with that? I'll come and speak to your organization anytime for free. My next workshop is on the 13th of July at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free. It's limited to 12 people. You can sign up by calling me or going to my website, assetsandaging.com, or calling me at 800-999-8007. We talked about the special concerns of blended families, that is his kids, her kids, you know, his property, their property, and people with no kids. People who may be married, may be single, but have no kids, that brings with it a special set of problems. And then don't forget my Facebook page. Don't forget that you don't have to spend down. Don't forget that there's help available. Don't forget to go to my website and sign up for the members only page. It's cheap. For what you get and the information you get and the access you get over the years, it's ridiculously cheap. And with one of the memberships, you get a free book. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. 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 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. The issues of aging don't go away. We don't, it's a double negative, we don't not get older. You get what I'm saying. You are going to get older, and as we get older, we are all going to lose our ability to stay independent, all of us, at some point in time. So when we can't stay independent any longer, what's our plan to make sure that we're taken care of and that we can stay independent as long as possible? What's your plan? It's always, who's going to take care of me? And how am I going to pay for it? Who's going to take care of me? Well, my wife's going to take care of me. What happens when she has a stroke first? Well, my husband's going to take care of me. What happens when he dies? Now your caregiver's gone. Who's going to take care of me, and how am I going to pay for it? 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or you can go to assetsandaging.com, A-S-S-E-T-S-A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. I look forward to seeing you in my office. I look forward to hearing you on the radio, having you hear me on the radio next week. And I really look forward to seeing you at my workshop on the 13th. Don't hesitate to call me anytime if you have questions, issues, or problems. 800-999-8007. Well, for Assets and Aging and Bob Scrivano, that's me. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you here again next week right here on Assets and Aging. Bye-bye.